Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today in his email said that he uses Tinder all the time. He loves it.
Okay.
And he's had a lot of good and bad dates, but this is the first time he's emailed us because he thinks he might be ready to jump off Tinder because he found the one. But now she's not calling him back. His name is Keith. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Can I take a guess that you met this woman on said Tinder?
I did meet her on Tinder.
Okay, nice. Cool.
And what's her name?
Her name is Heather.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Heather.
So I met Heather on Tinder, and I had a good feeling about it. I swiped, and it was a match. And
it's good because you wouldn't have been able to meet her if you didn't match.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just really nervous talking to you guys. I'm a big fan of you.
Just pretend like you're messaging with us on Tinder. I'm sure you have a lot more confidence there.
Well, that's really funny. I like your jokes.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. You said you were kind of a Tinder expert. Was there something that made her different from all the other people that you see on Tinder?
Well, she had a really good picture. It was funny. It wasn't just of her. You know, it had her dog in it. It wasn't just a normal, you know, shot that it's the best picture she's ever taken. Yeah. So I thought that was good.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Dogs always make Tinder better, I swear.
So tell us about your date with Heather. What'd you guys do?
So we decided to meet up at a bar, and I got there first, and then she got there. She said that she had trouble recognizing me, which I get a lot because I don't really use my picture. It's some guy that looks, you know, kind of like me.
What? Why are you on Tinder not using your picture? What are you doing, man?
Catfishing.
Well, I mean, he looks just like me.
So why not use yours?
I tried using my picture, and I never got anything. And as soon as I used the other picture, I was getting matches all day long.
Is that because he is maybe, I mean, granted, we all are working with what we got. Is this guy, though, that the picture you're using, is he a lot more handsome than you? Is he like the good-looking version of you?
I mean, I wouldn't say a lot. A better chin, maybe, but that's about it.
Okay.
How could you ever get a follow-up date if someone shows up to the date and you're not who you say you are?
Well, I just tell him it was from, like, a different time in my college days.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, that was me before I got a job and gained a few pounds or whatever. All right. So is that what you told Heather?
I just, you know, I mentioned that it was from another time, and she kind of, you know, shrugged it off, and we kept going. I thought we were having a good time.
Okay, what made you think you were having such a good time?
We found common interests. We like talking about celebrities and Hollywood gossip and, you know, all the stuff that's happening.
Okay.
All right. So did you guys just gossip for a few hours and that was the whole date?
I wish.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not really sure what happened. It was somewhere around the middle of the date. She started feeling uncomfortable. Just the conversation wasn't flowing the way it was in the beginning.
Okay.
You know, I'm just not sure.
Did you ever recover from that or was it awkward after that?
It kind of got a little more awkward. I thought, get some more drinks, kind of loosen up a little bit. So I ordered a bunch of drinks for the table. Maybe too many. I got three and she got three.
What? You ordered
six drinks?
Each of you?
Let's just get hammered.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we'd make it fun and try and get a little loosened up.
Did she pound the drinks?
So she actually didn't drink any of the drinks. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I ordered all these drinks for us, and I'm not going to be able to drink them. And, yeah, she kind of just said that her friend texted her. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you, if I was in her situation, I would feel like you were trying to get me hammered so that, like, I would sleep with you.
Oh, well, I mean, not necessarily.
not necessarily.
Whatever happens, happens, but that's not, you know, it's not my intention.
All right. So did she just leave and cut the date short?
Yeah, she said, oh, I got a text from my friend. She needs my help, I'm going to get out of here. But I never really saw her look at her phone or anything.
Okay. She didn't even pick up her phone at all. Just, I got a text. I know. I can feel it in my pocket. It's from my friend. I have to go.
Yeah.
How many times have you tried to get a hold of her since that date?
Like 4 or 5, but it's only been a few days.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, she obviously doesn't want anything to do with you.
You think so?
Yes.
You think it's obvious?
I mean, you catfished her, then you tried to get her drunk, and then she lied about having an emergency. Nobody has an emergency from a friend. It just doesn't work that way.
but we talked a lot about celebrities.
What?
Oh, no. Well, there you go. So to me, the date went well. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Can I just say one more thing to you guys?
Sure.
I got to say, it's an honor and a privilege to be on the air and doing this with you guys. I listen to you all the time. I'm a huge fan, and I love it. I love it.
All right. Well, now I hope you get a date. But yeah. We'll do it right after this. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
You know, I really don't understand why Keith isn't getting a call back from his date. Let's recap real quick.
Really?
He met her on Tinder. Mm-hmm. He actually catfished her by having a picture of some other dude as his profile. Then they met up and they hung out and there was a lull in the conversation. So he ordered 6 drinks for the table.
Whoa.
All at the same time. 3 for her, 3 for him. In an attempt to get her hammered, so it would lube up the conversation a little bit. And then she said she had to leave because she got a text message from her friend. There was an emergency, although she never looked at her phone. So I don't get it. Sounds like a pretty successful date to me.
Yeah.
Keith, are you ready to call Heather?
Yeah. I really like her, so I hope it's not the profile picture. I'm a good guy. I mean, it shouldn't matter what I look like.
Keith, it sounds like it's all those things combined.
Yeah.
But one thing that I didn't ask you that I'm really curious about, what did you do with the 6 drinks that you had ordered and nobody drank? Did you finish them yourself?
I did.
Okay. Oh.
She left. I didn't know what else to do.
You had a perfectly good alcohol.
Somebody had a good night. It just wasn't her.
Yeah.
I didn't drink them all at once, but I did drink them all. I sat there for a while and... you know, talk to the people around me, the tables around me.
Okay. Some friends.
Yeah, so there's one guy with just 6 drinks at his table, at least talking to people. All right. Well, I'm gonna call her right now. Keith, here we go.
Hey, Jubal, when she answers, can you tell her I'm a good guy. I'm really funny, just like you.
Sure.
I'll
tell her.
He's pretty much like you.
Yeah,
I mean, you might as well start using Jubal's picture for your profile.
Go for it, dude. I don't care. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Heather, please?
This is Heather. Who's calling?
Hey, Heather, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm great. What is this about?
Well,
did I win something?
No, you didn't.
Well, that sucks.
We actually do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. So somebody emailed us about you.
Okay. Who emailed about me?
It's a guy you met off of Tinder. His name is Keith.
Oh.
We had a feeling you'd have that reaction.
So Keith told us actually a little bit about your date, and he's wondering why he's not getting a call back.
Is he really asking that question? I mean,
it's
was
hard
he not
believe.
On the same date that I was on?
Yeah. Yeah. He seemed to think that you guys had a great time and really connected over talking about celebrities.
He's clearly delusional or has memory loss.
Really? I mean, he told us about the date and it sounded fabulous.
Yeah.
You know? He was being sarcastic.
I mean, fabulous or from his point of view, but creepiest from my point of view. I don't.
Really?
Was it the 6 drinks that he ordered? I mean, if somebody ordered 6 drinks trying to get me drunk, I would say thanks. But I would also think they were creepy.
No, I mean, the drink part, I mean, was weird, but like that wasn't even the worst part of
really?
The date. And so I know you guys like said like we talked about celebrities and we did, but I cannot imagine he told you the full story of that conversation because you guys are still like, I feel like you're still on Keith's side.
All he told us is that you guys bonded over the fact that you're both really into celebrity gossip. That was the extent of that.
It sounded innocent from the way he described it.
It's not innocent. We're like into celebrity. I mean, I'm into celebrity gossip. Like I read all those magazines and I love like the E! News Network. But when we were speaking about it, he proceeded to pull out his cell phone and started showing me nude pictures of celebrities that he had downloaded, like male and female.
Oh, what?
Nudes?
Like male and female.
Yeah.
Just any nude celebrity.
What?
Yeah. I mean, he's like, I just search for them. And then when I find them, I, I download them. He's like, I have this very extensive. I mean, he had like just a folder in his photos of just all naked slut. Like there had to be at least 100 photos in there.
What? Whoa. Why would he show you that? Is it like his like spank bank type thing or like what's happening here?
I don't know. I did not ask because I was just so weirded out. I didn't want to know the extent of what he does with these photos. I mean, if he's showing them to me, God knows what he's doing with them when he's by himself.
Right. Yeah. And then, like, gosh, if that's what he publicly shares, what does he have in private?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if he's very open about that, like, what don't I know?
What?
You didn't like any of them?
I wasn't really looking at them. Like, he popped one up, and I was like, so flabbergasted that he's showing me a nude celebrity photo. And then he's like, what? I have so many. He was like, he showed me the folder. He was like scrolling through. I'm like, what is happening right now? Like, am I being punked? Like, is somebody filming this? Like, this can't be happening. Like, this is not something you talk about on a first date.
What did you say?
I'm not prude, but at the same time, like, I just don't think this is very appropriate to be showing nudes. Like, we're out in public and, you know, it's close quarters too. So I'm sure somebody at a table around us like also saw that he had new photos.
Whoa.
On his phone. You know, like he's showing me. I'm like, I'm telling you, I don't want to see this. And I'm trying not to be rude, almost trying to like change the
Heather,
subject
Heather,
of the conversation.
I got to say something, Heather. Heather.
Hey, Heather. That's Keith. He's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Sorry.
And apparently can't wait.
Sorry.
What is going on? Like, he's listening, he's on the phone. Yeah. I have to.
Yeah, Heather, I just wanted to talk to you and you wouldn't call me back.
Because I mean, were you not on the same date? Like, I was so uncomfortable. Like,
yeah,
I didn't hug goodbye.
But
like,
why were you uncomfortable? We were having a good time.
What? Kate, did you not hear anything she said? You're like a sicko, dude. Like, why are you carrying around folders with naked celebrities on them?
What else am I supposed to do with those photos?
I don't know. I mean, you could not search for them on the internet and download them.
Yeah.
That's one thing you could do or not do.
I mean, you guys have talked to celebrities all the time. I mean, you never wondered what one of them looked like naked? I bet you I can find a picture of them. Naked.
No!
celebrity.
That's a different conversation for a different time, Keith. We're talking about Heather right now and her being creeped out by you.
Okay, Heather, you pick a celebrity and I bet you can find a picture.
No, not
why
that.
Why would I pick a celebrity? I'm sorry, are you listening to yourself? Like, can you hear yourself speaking? Like,
yeah,
this is not normal. This is not a normal conversation you have with someone you're on a first date with. Like, this is...
Well, I mean, after you left, I talked to the tables around us and they liked the celebrity pictures.
Oh!
Wait, this is a normal thing that you're sharing with people? This is just out in the open for you in your life.
Yeah, everybody wants to see celebrities naked.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do. Their photos always blow up whenever they're leaked online, but it's just kind of weird to be out at a bar showing random strangers that you have a bunch of naked celebrities.
It's such an invasion of privacy to those people who have their phones hacked. Like, that's awful.
I have a couple of pictures of myself on there nude, and I don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's just the times we're in.
Well, that makes it better.
Yeah, Heather, were you ever wondering what Keith looked like nude?
No. No, I don't.
I don't know. I saw your face when I was walking to you.
You mean the face?
I felt like you were done dressing me with your eyes.
Oh, man.
No, that didn't even cross my mind, you weirdo, creepy man.
Then why are you looking at me like that?
Like what? Like I was creeped out by the fact that this man approaching me looked nothing like his photo on his Tinder profile?
What do you mean? That was me.
Okay, are you sure? Because that photo looked more like Ryan Reynolds, and you look more like Schmeagle from The Hobbit.
Oh.
Nah. I get that I look like Ryan Reynolds all the time.
Really?
Shut up. Are you really using a Ryan Reynolds picture as your profile?
No, it's not Ryan Reynolds. It looks just like me.
But is it really Ryan Reynolds, Keith?
Like, you guys are funny. We should all hang out.
No.
We'll get a bunch of drinks and look at pictures of some naked celebrities.
Don't do it, guys.
Well, first, Heather.
I have all of them.
Oh, great. First, Heather, I need to ask you, though. Will you go on a second date with Keith? We will pay for it.
Oh, my gosh.
for all the money in the world, I would not go on another date with Keith.
Oh, no.
Dude, Heather, I just want to apologize. If we had known what was going on, we wouldn't have even gotten you on the phone.
Yeah.
For real, Heather, you're going to say no after I buy you all those drinks?
Yes, I am saying no. I did not ask for the drinks. You ordered them. So no.
That's just being ungrateful.
No, she owes you nothing, Keith. She owes you absolutely nothing.
Why don't you be grateful, Heather, and give Keith another shot?
What are you guys saying? Stop it.
Brooke, come on. What are you doing? I thought you were on my side.
No, I haven't been on your side from actually the very beginning when we found out about the profile picture. You're creepy, dude.
Whatever, guys. I got a great personality. I think we should all hang out and, you know, not worry about any of this stuff.
Yeah, well, you know what? Then you probably don't feel too bad about not getting another date with Heather.
That's cool. I thought Heather was fun, but it seems like she's not too fun. So it's fine.
Well, Keith, we'll find you somebody who wants to sit around and look at naked celebrities with you. Text in 78592. Is there anybody out there at all interested in Keith?
Yeah, come on, guys. Text in. And if you want to send me some nudes, that's cool. You guys are celebrities. I'll put you in my folder.
Done. Done and done, Keith.
No way.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Move at 92.5.